Well, hey there, and welcome back to the Gospel Fuel Podcast. My name is Tanner. I'm on staff here at First Family Church, and what we do every week on the Gospel Fuel Podcast, the midweek refill portion, is we talk through our reading plan for the year and what stood out to us from God's Word. So we're on week 33 this week, and I've got Brett, one of our pastors here, to chat about Isaiah chapter 6. So we're going to talk about what he got from God's Word this week.
Yeah, Isaiah 6, one of my favorite chapters in the Old Testament. Can I just read it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Verse 1, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a high and lofty throne, and the hem of his robe filled the temple. Seraphim were standing above him. They each had six wings. With two they covered their faces, and with two they covered their feet, and with two they flew. And one called to another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of armies, and glory, and his glory fills the whole earth." The foundations of the doorway shook at the sound of their voices, and the temple was filled with smoke. Then I said, "Woe is me, for I am ruined, because I am a man of unclean lips, and live among a people of unclean lips, and because my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of armies." Then one of the seraphim flew to me, and in his hand was a glowing coal that he had taken from the altar with tongs, and he touched my mouth with it and said, "Now that this has touched your lips, your iniquity is removed and your sin is atoned for." Then I heard the voice of the Lord asking, "Who will I send and who will go for us?" And I said, "Here I am, send me." And he replied, "Go, say to these people, keep listening but do not understand, keep looking but do not perceive. Make the minds of these people dull and deafen their ears and blind their eyes. Otherwise they might see with their eyes and hear with their ears, understand with their minds, turn back and be healed." And then I said, "Until when, Lord?" And he replied, "Until cities lie in ruins without inhabitants, houses are without people, the land is ruined and desolate, and the Lord drives the people far away, leaving great emptiness in the land. Though a tenth will remain in the land, it will be burned again, like a terebinth or the oak that leaves a stump when felled. The holy seed is the stump." Kind of dark at the end there. But the reason why I just absolutely love this passage is I think it is a picture of what we get wrong in the American church. Because the end of the chapter is his commissioning, which not a lot of people get to the end. This is a classic passage. You know, I saw the Lord high and lifted up. And
right,
the end of the passage is his commissioning, his like missionary task.
Mm-hmm.
But what does God give him as fuel for the task? A vision of God's holiness.
Mm.
And so this has been a very instructive and emboldening passage for me for years. I first heard this passage taught when I was probably right out of college. And just the idea that what we've lost in the church is a high view of God.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of see him as like, what's the shirt that used to be, "Jesus is my homeboy"?
Yeah.
We kind of have like that kind of view of Jesus.
Yeah.
And really the fuel for mission is such a high view of God and his holiness.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of puts you in a place of like, you know, woe is me.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I'd ever heard this taught, they were talking about in verse 1 where it says the hem of his robe filled the temple. And I don't, you know, at the time I'm like, okay, mm-hmm, thanks for that detail. But the pastor was saying that, and I didn't know this, but the length of a train at your wedding is like, signifies your glory.
Mm.
So like, Queen Elizabeth, maybe, or maybe it was Princess Diana at their wedding, the train was like 30 feet long, had like 10 people to carry it,
because
it's supposed to be like, you know.
Right.
And so that's what, I didn't realize that that's what this is saying. When they're saying that the hem of his robe filled the temple, it's like the train of his robe is so massive.
Right.
And his glory is immense.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just always a good reminding passage for me of like to keep a God's holiness in right view. Mm-hmm. And where I am in relation to that, and Isaiah's response here, when you see that, when you see it for what it really is, it's like, man, who am I?
Mm-hmm. I think John Piper said once that missions exist because worship doesn't.
Yeah.
So we see like there's people in the world that don't worship the Lord, don't worship a true version of the Lord, whatever that looks like. And so I think our passion should be, okay, more people need to see this holy God that we worship. So a passion for seeing other people come to know the truth, which is, this is the God we serve. You don't have to believe in nothingness. You don't have to serve a false god that has no power, that is not true. Mm-hmm. We have the truth right here, and we should be willing to carry it because of what we've seen, what God has shown us in himself. And, you know, we are people of unclean lips, but he says, my eyes have seen the King. So we should have a, you know, a boldness and a passion to see other people come to see the King as well.
And from there, you feel emboldened to be like, yeah, Lord, if you'll use me, like, I'll do it. I'll go.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, this is one of my favorite passages of all time.
And, yeah.
Glad that I could land on this week.
Yeah.
To talk about it.
That's good. Thanks for sharing that, Brett. And thanks for listening, church. Hope you were encouraged as you continue to read your Bibles this year. We'll see you next week on the Gospel Fuel Podcast.